Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
It was a dark and stormy night.
You're right about that. It is dark and stormy tonight.
And on this dark and stormy night, a giant shadow lurked overhead.
That's me, Betty the Whale, and I'm casting a giant shadow.
Is this place you're taking us to really that scary, Betty?
Oh, it's scary. Trust me.
And what's it called again?
The Haunted Kelp Forest.
Sounds scary, but is it really haunted?
Well, sure it is. All the sea creatures say so. It's full of tall, wavy kelp, and it's full of shadows, and you can get lost in there. And sometimes sea creatures go in there and never come out.
Really?
Actually, I made that part up, but it could happen.
And why are we going into the haunted kelp forest again?
Because someone saw Oscar the octopus go in there this morning, and Oscar hasn't been seen since.
That does sound like a problem.
But we are the protectors of the sea. We have the sticker to prove it.
It sure is a dark and stormy night. Are we sure we want to go in there? Maybe we should wait until morning.
And leave Oscar in there all night? No way!
Haunted kelp forest. Dead ahead.
Okay, this kelp forest really does sound haunted. And it looks haunted. And gigantic.
Yeah, the haunted kelp forest is really big. It goes on for miles. Also, Bert the sea snail won't go in there.
Wait, you're not going with us?
Where I go, Bert goes. And he's stuck on the side of my head, so...
So, we're on our own in a haunted kelp forest. Perfect.
Headlight on. Whoa! Look at all that kelp. It really is like a thick forest of tall, wavy trees.
And dark. The light barely shows us anything at all.
Are you sure you won't go with us, Betty? We could really use a whale to protect us. Betty?
Yeah, she's gone. Swam away while we were staring at a haunted kelp forest.
If Betty won't go in there, maybe we shouldn't either.
But Oscar the octopus went in there hours ago and hasn't come out. We can't just leave him in there all by himself. It's our duty to help.
Into the haunted kelp forest we go then. But let's take it slow. It's like a maze in here.
Like a haunted corn maze, only underwater.
I think that only makes it spookier. The underwater part.
Take it slow. There are a lot of twists and turns in this kelp tunnel. We don't want to end up losing our way.
Engaging breadcrumbs.
Oh, this is no time for eating a sandwich, Atlas. We're in a haunted kelp forest.
It's not a sandwich, Xavier. It's a tracking system. The breadcrumbs will keep track of our path while we're moving, so we can turn around later and get out.
Oh.
But a sandwich does sound pretty good. And Zeus is hungry. Take the wheel. I'll get dinner out of the lunchbox.
How can you two eat at a time like this?
One sub sandwich for me, one sub sandwich for you, and some kibble for Zeus. Nope, you can't have a sub sandwich, Zeus. Nice try, though. How's the driving going, Xavier?
Looks like we've come to a fork in the maze. And there's a signpost.
There's an arrow pointing left and another one pointing right.
Left for Foggy Bottom, right for Eel Caves.
Foggy Bottom? I wonder what that could be.
I don't like the sound of Eel Caves. I think that sound is coming from the Foggy Bottom side. Let's not go that way. You take over, Atlas. You're better at steering the sub.
Why, thank you.
Sub sandwich, here I come.
Eel Caves, please be a calm and happy place. I hope they're nice eels.
I don't know, Atlas. Maybe we should turn back. I don't like that sound.
The tunnel of kelp is too narrow to turn around. And we don't want to leave the tunnel, or we might get lost. No way am I spending the night lost in a haunted kelp forest.
Where is that coming from? And what is it?
Hang on. Switching camera to rear view.
Of eels.
There must be 100 of them.
And they're getting closer.
What if they try to attack the sub?
Speed up. Let's try to lose them. Careful, Atlas. Sharp turn. Dead ahead.
I got this.
Hard right.
Hard right.
These eels are fast. They're wrapping around the sub.
Hang on. Going turbo.
Too fast. We're not going to make the turn.
We're off the trail. Nothing but kelp in every direction.
At least we lost the eels.
The kelp is getting all tangled up in the props.
Oh, great. The sub has stalled out in a haunted kelp forest.
Xavier?
Yeah?
We have company.
Eels everywhere! Look at the teeth on those things!
We're safe inside the sub. Don't panic. And don't go out there for a swim.
For once, I'm going to take your advice on that. But what are we going to do?
Well, we really got ourselves into a mess this time. We're trapped in a haunted kelp forest, surrounded by eels. Things could be going better. You take a quick break while we try to figure out what to do. Come right back.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back, and still wandering aimlessly in a haunted kelp forest at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean.
What are we going to do?
Let's see. We can't start the engine because the props are all tangled with kelp.
And I can't swim out there and fix the problem because, you know, eels.
Maybe we could try talking to the eels?
I totally forgot about that. Set Word-O-Matic to eels.
Setting Word-O-Matic to eels.
Eel.
Hello there. We are eels, and you must be that famous Vale of a Tale duo, Atlas and Xavier. It's a pleasure to finally make your acquaintance.
Wait, you know about us?
Well, of course we do. Everyone is talking about your extraordinary exploits across the Pflugerville Ocean. Why, I just spoke to Stan the Seal the other day. He went on and on about the barn you built and finding Bert the Sea Snail.
To be fair, Bert the Sea Snail was never really lost. He was stuck to the side of Betty's head.
And modest, too. What a team.
You're a lot nicer than I expected.
We get that all the time. It's the hissing, isn't it?
It does sound a little scary.
I do wish we could have a different voice. The luck of the draw, I suppose. But truly, we are the friendliest creatures in the sea. Ask anyone.
You haven't by any chance seen an octopus down here, have you?
Oh, you mean Oscar. We did see him just this morning.
Perfect. Where is he?
I'm afraid he's gone over to the foggy bottom, searching for seashells. We told him not to do that.
Foggy bottom! We saw a sign for that place.
Yes, well, I don't recommend going there unless you absolutely have to. It's foggy, you see. Creatures have been known to get lost in there and never come out.
That's terrible. If Oscar is over there, we have to help him.
But we've got this problem with our engine props. They're tangled up with kelp.
Bound to happen when you veer off the path. Kelp. Pesky stuff. We'd be glad to fix your problem if you'll do one thing for us.
And the one thing is?
Well, if you'd only kept going a little farther before you crashed into the kelp, you would have arrived at the eel caves. Won't you come and tell us about your adventures? We do love a good adventure story.
Did you hear the one about how we went to battle with a pirate submarine and saved the Pflugerville Ocean?
That sounds just marvelous. Do please come and tell us that one.
We promise.
We'll get right to work. This won't take but a jiffy. Carl, hey, Carl, get the boys to unclog the props. Won't you, my good man?
I like eels.
Me too. And just think, we never would have met them if we hadn't gone off course in a haunted kelp farce.
Amazing!
Okay, give it a whirl!
Starting engine.
You did it! The props are working again!
We'll clear a path for you so you can turn around.
Turning around.
Now remember, be very careful if you go to the foggy bottom. And if you find Oscar, invite him to story time. We'd be delighted to have him. Ta-ta for now.
Really, the nicest creature in the sea.
Yeah, eels really are the nicest. So surprising.
So surprising.
There's the tunnel. Head back to the fork in the road.
On my way.
I have a feeling I know what's making that weird sound.
Me too. And I think it's coming from Foggy Bottom. It's getting louder.
The eels weren't kidding. It's getting very foggy.
It's like pea soup. I can't see a thing.
Follow the sound of the voice.
Are you sure? What if it's an underwater ghost?
I'm pretty sure it's not an underwater ghost. Stop the sub! Now take it really slow. Just inch us forward. Stop!
It's an octopus!
And they're talking into a giant seashell. Set Word-O-Matic to octopus.
Setting Word-O-Matic to octopus.
Octopus.
Hello?
Is anyone out there? I have found a seashell.
Hello, Oscar the Octopus. We found you.
I found a really big seashell. It's fun to talk into. It echoes. Also, I'm lost.
We've been searching for you.
You're not lost anymore.
Excellent. I found the seashell.
So we see. How about you follow us?
I'd be happy to. Do you know the way?
We sure do. We have breadcrumbs.
I'm really glad you used your breadcrumbs to mark the way.
Happy to do it.
How would you feel about a quick stop at the eel caves?
Oh, yes, please. I can show them my seashell.
Okay, little brother. To the eel caves.
To the eel caves.
And then what happened?
The pirate ship attacked us.
No.
Yes, it totally did.
This is so exciting.
Oh, I found a seashell.
We're very happy about your seashell, Oscar.
And then what happened?
Well, we thought we were in big trouble, but we had a plan.
A plan? How marvelous. I do love a good plan.
The plan was to circle around the shipwreck and hide on the other side. And that's when I decided it was time to get my wetsuit on and go for a swim in shark-infested water.
Xavier is a very good storyteller, so I'm just going to let her tell the whole thing. But that's going to take a while. If you want to hear the story, listen to Season 1 of Whale of a Tale. It's all in there. And find endless adventures by searching for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time.
And then they ran right into our submarine.
Those brutes.
I know, right?
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.